Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Shireen speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
My name is Tina Lenny Nunez.
Hi, Tina. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Again, this is a recorded line. I will be further assisting you on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I don't have one.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes, I have not done any of that.
Okay. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes.
So sorry to hear that. Do you by chance know the exact or the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
I do believe it was B.
Diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
Does that make sense? Yeah, B-cell.
Okay. And then who would this be in regard to?
Does that sound wrong?
I'm sorry?
Ma'am, I'm sorry. I'm questioning myself, but if that was the right one, yeah, I'm pretty sure that was it, B-cell.
Okay. And who would this be in regards of?
I'm sorry.
Who was the one that was diagnosed?
Oh, me, myself.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. How are you doing now?
I'm doing a lot better.
Okay, I'm happy to hear that. I'm going to try to get through this as quickly as possible. Have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No, ma'am, no.
Okay. And you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
That's correct.
And what was the date that you were diagnosed?
I was diagnosed June 20th, 2021.
Okay. And then did you spray Roundup at home or at work?
At home.
Okay. And do you have the address of where you used it?
It was at, well, I've used it. I've lived a couple of different places. You can, 135 3rd Street, Midland City, Alabama, 36350.
Okay, so I have 3rd Street in Midland City, Alabama, zip code 36350.
Yes, that's correct.
And what was the house number? I'm sorry.
135.
135, okay. And then did you have any colleagues,
yes,
neighbors, or others in your home that sprayed Roundup?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay, no worries. And how old were you at the time of your diagnosis?
Let's see. I was 46.
Okay, and how many years have you sprayed Roundup for, if you had to estimate an exact number?
I was thinking it was, I used it probably in 2011 or 2010, all the way to until I got diagnosed.
Okay, so roughly around 11 years?
11
years,
about 11
years. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more, yes or no?
Recently or...
In your lifetime.
In
your lifetime. Have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days? Okay. And the phone we're speaking on,
yeah,
is this a smartphone or a landline?
This is a smartphone.
And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And this is going to be based off your past or present medical history. These are going to be yes or no's. Have you ever had HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, or diabetes?
No.
Have you ever had an organ transplant, hepatitis B, Epstein-Barr, or lupus?
No.
Have you ever had cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No, I was pretty healthy.
Okay. And then do you have a family history of cancer?
No, I do not.
Okay. And then, can I have you go ahead and spell your first name for me, please?
It's a T-I-N-A.
And your last name?
It's L-O-O-N-E-Y hyphen N-U-N-E-Z.
N-U-N-E-Z?
Yes, NUNEZ.
Okay. And do you have a suffix in your name, such as junior, senior, the second?
No, I don't.
And are you currently married?
No, I'm not.
Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a female.
And can I get your date of birth?
5/15/1975.
And your social?
423-213838.
Okay. Your height and weight?
Let's see, I'm 5'1", and I probably weigh about 170.
Okay. Your email, please.
Tina, T-I-N-A, Loves, L-O-V-E-S, Hendricks, H-E-N-D-R-X-X, @gmail.com.
Okay, so I have TINALOVESHENDRIXX @gmail.com?
No. Oh. No, there's no I. Just DRXX.
Okay, so HENDRXX.
Yes.
And then for your phone number, I have 334-714-5150?
That's correct.
Is that your cell, your home, or both?
Both.
Okay. And then how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
It was, I just started having some complications, and I went to the doctor. I started having neck pain, stuff like that.
Was your doctor the one that told you that there was a connection?
He didn't necessarily say that there was a connection, but in you know, when it was all said and done, yeah, there had to be a connection.
Okay, so it was your doctor that kind of mentioned it?
Yes, it was.
And then what date did you first become aware that your injury may have been related to Roundup, if you had to estimate an approximate month and year?
Probably around April.
April
21.
April 2021, okay. And then if you had to estimate, how many times a year did you use Roundup? If you had to put a number on it.
I used it all year long. I used it all year long, you know, in the South. It's just, we have warm weather all year.
Okay. Did you use it once a week, twice a week, once a month?
I used probably twice a month, maybe three times a month.
Okay. So if it was twice a month all year long, that would be about 24 times a year. Does that sound correct?
Yes, but it was more like three times a month.
Okay, so three times a month, and you use it every month out of the year, so about 36 times a year, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct, for 11 years.
Okay, and then did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis?
Yes.
And then you said you started spraying in 2010, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what month approximately in 2010?
January, February, somewhere in there.
So around January 1st, 2010. And when did you stop spraying Roundup? I know you said about 2021, but what month?
Yes. May.
May of 2021? Okay. Did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup? Yes or no?
Sometimes I did. Sometimes I wore gloves, you know, but sometimes I didn't.
And then I just want to confirm the state you used Roundup in was Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then where did you apply it and how big of an area was it applied? I know you said it was at home, so residentially. Was it like the front and backyard, the side of the yard, the garden, the driveway? Where did you spray it?
Yes. It was like the driveway, in the yard, on the side, you know. And I had one acre of land.
Okay.
So, and
put a note of that. Okay, and then I just want to confirm you sprayed in the state of Alabama?
Yes.
And then what was your exposure? Was it occupational, agricultural, or residential?
Residential.
Okay, and how were you exposed, directly or indirectly?
Directly.
Okay, do you personally spray Roundup yourself, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then how were you first exposed to Roundup?
When I used it
at home?
Yes, that was the first time, yeah.
And how often were you present during the application of Roundup? Was it every time?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And then how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime, if you have to put a number on it? I know you said that you used it about roughly around 36 times a year for 11 years. The math on that would be 396.
Yeah.
Was it more than that, less than that, or just that number?
It was probably, it could have been more, but I would just use that number.
396? Okay.
Yes.
And then the following are going to be yes or no's. Do you get your water from a well?
Back then,
do you get your
water
from
city water, actually?
Okay. So no water from a well?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it was city water, I do believe.
Okay, so no water from a well. And then have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
Not that I can remember. I mean, not, you know, I mean, now I use something different, but I don't, no, not anymore, not now.
Okay, have you ever been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange? Yes or no?
Not that I really know, not that I know of.
And what type of Roundup was used? Was it a concentrate or premix?
It was a concentrate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember what store
like
you purchased the Roundup from?
Home Depot.
Home Depot. And do you have any receipts of Roundup? Do you have any receipts of your Roundup purchases? Yes or no?
No, I don't think I do.
Okay.
I don't think I do.
Do you have any Roundup in your possession? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. The attorneys do ask if you do have any receipts or any proof of anything. Just do not destroy or tamper with it because it will help you with your case, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
I will try to find some.
Okay. The following 9 questions are going to be yes or no. Okay. Have you ever smoked?
No.
Are you currently employed?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No, ma'am.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No, ma'am, no.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
And do you have a medical record that indicates cancer diagnosis and type?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay, thank you so much. All right, so who is, what is the name of the company you currently work for?
Diversified.
And what city is that located in?
Birmingham, Alabama.
Birmingham, Alabama. Okay, let me see what I can find. And what is the street address? Is it First Avenue or Second Avenue?
I don't really know.
There's multiple
First
ones
Avenue?
Coming up.
So yeah, so because they do. This is what I actually do. I clean for Diversified, but it's I don't really go into that area, and they subcontract me out. So I'm not. I really don't know.
Okay. I would
I'm
just
sorry.
Say the address of where the company is. Let's see. I think it's First, from what I'm seeing here, it's Diversified Maintenance.
Yes, that's it.
Okay. And the address that I have is 331 First Ave North in Birmingham, Alabama, zip code 35204.
Yes.
And what is your job title there?
I'm a maintenance technician.
Okay. And then what were the dates that you were unable to work due to treatment or surgery?
Let's see. My surgery was in June, all the way through July, August, because of my treatment and chemotherapy and surgery and all that. And four days.
July
2021? I was in the hospital for 4 days.
So July 2021
yes,
to
so
August 2021?
No, it was June.
June till when?
August. June to August.
August 2021?
Yes.
Okay. So I have June 2021.
August.
Okay. So I have June 2021
mm-hmm.
to August 2021.
Yes.
Okay. And then can I get the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Gosh, what is this? I cannot ever. The other guy just asked me his name, and I can never remember it. Hold on just a second. Let me
No
see that
worries.
again.
What was the facility of where you were diagnosed?
East Medical Baptist.
And that is in Alabama?
Yes, Montgomery, Alabama.
And then is this the same place where you're treated as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me write this down. Baptist Medical Center East, is that correct?
Yes, that's
Okay.
correct.
And then the address I have is 400 Taylor Road in Montgomery, Alabama, zip code 36117.
Yes, that was
Okay.
that's correct.
Okay, and were
My
you able to
doctor's
find
name
the
was
doctor?
Doctor yes, Dr. Ingram, Michael Ingram. I can't never remember his name.
It's okay. Michael L. Ingram?
Yes.
Okay, and do you have a phone number for him?
Let me check.
Is this the same doctor that treated you
I'm
as well?
sorry. Yes, but I do not have his phone number on
Okay,
me.
no
I do
worries.
not.
I can find his phone number on Google. I'll just need you to confirm that it sounds like the right number, okay?
Okay.
Give me one second. Okay, the phone number that I have for Michael Ingram is 334-395-2200. Does that sound correct?
Yes, that's
Okay.
it. That's correct.
And what was the date that you would say that you started treatment?
The day I started treatment was in June for 4 months. Okay, I have all this written down
Okay,
somewhere, but okay.
just the date that you started treatment.
Okay, I had my surgery on June 8th of 2021. Okay, I had treatment. I had surgery to remove the cell.
Okay, when did you
I had two times a
and
month for 4 months, starting
okay.
in July.
Okay, when did you start your treatment? Is my question, sorry. Was it in
June.
June 2021, the beginning of June or the middle of June?
No, it was the beginning. June
Okay.
20th, I think. June 20th.
June 20th?
Yes.
Okay. And then what kind of treatment did you receive? Did you receive a stem cell transplant, chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery?
Well, I had surgery and I had chemo, 2 times a month for 4 months, starting, that was in July.
Okay. Anything else? Any radiation, stem cell
Pain
transplant,
medication.
pain medication?
No, just some pain. Yeah, pain
Okay.
medication.
And then can I get your current full address, please?
18 Parker Drive, Midland City, Alabama, 36350.
You said Pucker Drive?
Parker,
Oh,
Parker.
Parker. Has it been tested, like, ever? Okay, and then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
No, they do not live with me.
Do you have permission to contact this person if needed?
Yes.
Can you spell their first name for me, please?
Kathy, Kathy,
Last name?
Ferguson, Ferguson.
Okay, and can I get Kathy's phone number?
Yes, it's 334-983-1149.
And what is your relationship to this person?
She's my mother.
Mother, okay. And then I have one last question for you. How has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
Well, I mean, it did a lot. You know, it made me realize, you know, how precious life is. And I don't take anything for granted anymore.
Okay, I'm happy to hear that.
But honestly, it probably changed my life for the better. I take better care of myself now.
Okay, I'm happy to hear that.
It was crazy, but.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Okay. So with that being said, Tina, what I'm going to go ahead and do, I do want to thank you so much for sharing that with me, by the way. What I'm going to go ahead and do is review the information with you really quickly. And then I'm going to go ahead and send you a text with my contact information right now. So if you need anything at all, that's going to be my main point of contact. But okay. I'm going to go ahead and review the information. If I'm going too fast or if something sounds wrong, please feel free to interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so you were diagnosed with diffuse large B-cell lymphoma approximately around June 20th, 2021. You sprayed Roundup at home at the address of 135 3rd Street in Midland City, Alabama, zip code 36350. You sprayed Roundup for roughly around 11 years. Your first name is Tina, spelled T-I-N-A. Last name, Looney Nunez, spelled L-O-O-N-E-Y hyphen N-U-N-E-Z. I have your social as 423-2133, I'm sorry, 3838, and I have your date of birth as May 15th, 1975. I have your email as Tina Loves Hendrix, Hendrix spelled H-E-N-D-R-X-X at gmail.com. I have your phone number as 334-714-5150. You started spraying Roundup roughly around January 1st, 2010, stopped spraying roughly around May 1st, 2021. You sprayed residentially in the state of Alabama. You were exposed directly and you did spray yourself at home. You've had roughly around 396 exposures to Roundup in your lifetime. You purchased a concentrate from Home Depot. Your current employer is Diversified Maintenance, located at 331 First Ave North in Birmingham, Alabama, zip code 35204. And your job title is Maintenance Technician. The dates you were unable to work was from June 2021 to August 2021. I have your diagnosing and treating doctor as Dr. Michael L. Ingram. I have his phone number as 334-395-2200. And where you received treatment and that diagnosis is at Baptist Medical Center East, located at 400 Taylor Road in Montgomery, Alabama, zip code 36117. And I have the date that you started your treatment roughly around June 20th, 2021. You did chemotherapy, surgery, and pain medication for treatment. I have your current address as 18 Parker Drive in Midland City, Alabama, zip code 36350. And I have your emergency contact as your mother, who does not live with you. Her phone number is 334-983-1149. And I have your mother's name as Kathy, spelled K-A-T-H-Y, last name Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N. And again, your phone number, I just want to confirm, is 334-714-5150.
Yes, that is correct.
Anything you'd like me to change or add?
No, that sounds pretty much it. Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to send you these documents. They're generating right now. I just need a couple signatures from you. Again, it was a pleasure speaking with you, Tina. I do want to thank you so much for sharing that information with me over the phone. I know it's not easy to talk about. With that being said, after these documents are signed, the attorneys are going to reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours or 5 to 10 business days, depending on how busy they are. They just need to verify the information with you, make sure everything we spoke on the phone is correct, and then they'll start working on your case. So just keep that in mind. If they're unable to reach you, they're not going to be able to get started on your case. And then I sent you a text with my contact information, so if you need anything at all, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. I just went ahead and sent you the documents to sign. It should take about a minute or so to sign them. It should say DocuSign, and it'll have my name on it, Shireen Sakala. Do you see it?
Did you email them, or?
I emailed and texted them to you. What I'll have you do is put me on speaker. Okay. What I find best is accessing them through text.
Okay, let me try that then. Let's see. Okay.
Do you see them?
Yes, I do. I do
Okay.
believe they're coming up now.
Okay, perfect.
Do I say yes? Yes, do you agree? DocuSign. I agree. Okay. Oh, wow. Okay,
All done?
yes, I do believe I am. I'm just going back over it real quick.
Okay.
Wait, I may not be. Let's see.
Once you're
I
done, you're
don't
gonna
know.
hit finish, okay?
Okay. 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 I think I got all of them. Okay, I hit finish.
Okay, perfect.
Do I hit continue?
Yeah, so you're
Do
all
I?
set.
Okay.
So with that being said, the
Okay.
attorneys are going to contact you within 24 to 48 hours or 5 to 10 business days. So just be on the lookout for their call. I do want to say it was a pleasure speaking with you. I do want to thank you so much for your time. If I need anything from you at all, I'll go ahead and reach out to you, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank
Thank
you
you
so
so
much.
much.
I'm happy to hear that you're doing better, okay?
Yes, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.